morning.
Now, exactly what are you asking women around the country to do for Cancer Council Cancer Council's Girls Night In?
It's really dependent on what the ladies can do. So we could, in October, they can organise any kind of fundraising events for us. And that can be just inviting your friends around for dinner. And then some ladies also, you know, they might organise something bigger, like a concert, a gala dinner. So it's really dependent on what someone wants to do for us.
Wow, this sounds really good fun. You've got a lot of creative freedom here, and it's just any time through the month of October, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So any day you're free, invite the girls over and, just join together to sort of spread the awareness and fundraise for women who are affected by breast and gynecological cancer.
I think that this is fantastic. Women getting together to help women in need is always amazing. Now, how will the funds be used this year when they are raised?
So money fundraised through these events will go to world-class research into women's cancers and cancer prevention, advocacy programs and support services to help those affected by women's cancers at every stage of the journey.
Amazing. What are your goals this year? Do we have a figure in mind?
Yeah, so in New South Wales, the Pink Ribbon and Girls Night In events hopes to raise $1.6 million. That's just New South Wales alone, so a lot of fun going.
That's incredible. This is great. Now, you mentioned their Pink Ribbon as well, and I'm glad you did, because it's not just Girls Night In that we're talking about. There will be a number of Pink Ribbon functions happening as well, won't there?
Yeah, exactly. So Girls Night In is typically, like I was saying, inviting your friends around for dinner. But if you want to do something different, we've had ladies doing pink yoga, dance events. So it's really, you know, whatever anyone wants to do for us, it can go into either Pink Ribbon or Girls Night In.
Fun.
So
we
do actually have two different websites. So we have a Girls Night In website and a Pink Ribbon one as well.
What would be your top tips for hosting a function for Girls Night In?
I think it's really just thinking about what you and your friends would enjoy. So I hosted Girls Night In myself. We had a couple of cocktails. We had some healthy food. And it was really great. So that was what my friends enjoyed doing. But, you know, other ladies might be interested in something else like yoga in the morning. So speaking to your local gym, seeing if they might be able to put on a pink yoga event and, yeah, just having fun whilst you do it, I think.
Very fun. And that's the real message there, is have fun and raise a lot of funds. Now, how do people register? How do people get involved?
So like I mentioned earlier, we do have two different websites. So we've got www.girlsnightin.com.au, or you can register a pink event with www.pinkribbon.com.au.
Fantastic.
So that's probably the best way for someone to register.
Leanne, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, thanks so much, Jess.
That was Leanne there from the Cancer Council talking to us about Girls Night In. Oh my goodness, get the ladies together, have a cheeky bev, have a chin wag, raise some funds, some much needed funds for breast and gynecological cancers there through the Cancer Council.